Welcome to Born on the Saturn, your daily guide to cosmic insight and artistic inspiration. I am Deb, here to walk you through this week's horoscope, shaped by the current planetary movement. Remember to check your sun, rising, and moon sign for a complete view. The universe is speaking. Don't miss it. Hi, everyone. In this first special episode of my podcast, I would like to talk to you about what's happening in the sky this first 2 weeks of September. As you already know, the universe is always speaking to us, and we can either choose to listen or ignore it. Listening to it doesn't mean we let it guide us, but rather that we integrate the symbols it offers, perhaps opening the right doors that help us grow or simply understand ourselves better. The first thing to mention is that September begins in the Virgo season until the 22, when the Sun moves into Libra. The Sun in Virgo is often seen as perfectionist, detail-oriented, sometimes even overly so. Generalizations by nature are extreme, but they often contain a kernel of truth. Personally, I view this as an observant Sun, because Virgo, the quintessential mercurial sign, is also the zodiac's observer. Virgo observes because its ultimate goal isn't just to keep everything in order, but to understand the mechanism, both the visible ones and the internal. Imagine a clock. We see the outer casing and the hands that tell us the time. We understand that it works, but how? Maybe we are not even that interested, as we only look at the clock to know what time it is. I am an Aries, and I'm usually not really interested about the mechanism behind. I just want to know what time it is. But Virgo also wants to know how the clock works, what gears allow the hands to move so precisely. And what does Virgo gain by understanding those gears? Freedom, because knowledge is also freedom. What we understand scares us less, partly because it gives us the illusion that we can control more than what we actually can. This is what I think the Sun in Virgo does. It pushes us to become aware of the mechanism in our lives, to not passively accept what we see, but also to question it. This is undoubtedly easier for the Earth signs that share the same element, and whose Sun forms an harmonious trine with the Sun in Virgo. For Capricorn and Taurus, for example, it's easier to tap into these energies because these dynamics of observation are also the ones that drive us to have a practical, pragmatic, and systematic approach, which comes naturally to the Earth trine. For the other signs, especially the fire signs, the challenge might be a bit harder. However, the general lesson of this season, which applies to all of us, is to take care of the little things that make up the bigger picture. The daily rituals that help us to feel good, the food that nourishes us and strengthens our immune system, and the small gestures that make a big difference. Also, because all of these precedes the Sun's transition into Libra, the sign of harmony, balance, and fairness. So first, we analyze ourselves, get to know ourselves, and take care of both our mind and body. Then we focus on finding the right balance, the harmony. So the first theme of this month is observation. And mind you, observing is not a passive stance. On the contrary, it's an active, practical, and even demanding action. The second major theme of the month, the second thing that I believe the sky is whispering to us, is, without a doubt, return to the past. Whispering into us, or rather shouting it, are several influences in this September sky. The first, in my opinion, is Pluto, which on September 2nd returned retrograde into Capricorn. For the last time, it will take more than 200 years to return, so for us, this is truly the last time. First of all, let's make a short and obvious but necessary premise. Retrograde motions are apparent and concern our perspective from the Earth. The second, and even more important, thing to remember is that despite their horrible reputation, retrograde motions are not always and only negative. In reality, no astrological aspect is exclusively negative or positive. let's detach ourselves from this perspective, because it is only harmful and it's not what astrology wants for us. Retrograde motion is a bit like slowing down. You interrupt your daily rush, you stop, you become aware of the present moment, you disconnect the autopilot, and maybe you take a step back. In some cases, like now, you go back for a moment into the past. In this specific case, we go back to finally fix those issues that arose over the last 2 years when Pluto was right there. A practical tip is to open your natal chart and see in which house this transit occurs, so you can understand in which area of your life these revisions will manifest. Also, keep in mind that retrograde Pluto going back and revisiting those situations speaks a bit to those changes and revolution we might have started but never truly had the courage to complete. Once again, we return to the themes of the Earth signs, where a pragmatic approach dominates. Retrograde Pluto isn't here to bring back to the same problems. It's here to allow us to close a chapter and maybe ensure that there is enough space in our inner garden to plant new seeds. Returning to this theme of the past, of going back and resolving what is still unfinished, we also have Uranus. Uranus has also begun its retrograde motion in Taurus. Keep in mind that Uranus is the awakener of our natal chart. When we want to understand how we are able to break the rules, to change, to build from scratch and to destroy the old foundation, we look at to this planet. Uranus is the purge that destroys to build the new. Uranus is like a clean cut. In Taurus, Uranus digs into those themes related to design: material security, well-being, value. If during this stay in Taurus, some of you have changed your life, your home, or even just stirred up your concept of comfort and roots, well, it's all normal. Those who have important placements in Scorpio and therefore suffer the opposition may have felt the need to break even drastically with the past or with some situation that was blocking. You might also have had to go through a problem or resistance to change. And here I connect to the fact that even the so-called negative transit can actually be helpful. Now, Uranus from September 1st began its long retrograde motion, which will last for about 5 months. And the first thing that I think of this movement is that Uranus, a planet whose time is very fast, slows down and potentially gives us a sort of pause, a time dilatation where we can reflect on the issues we have mentioned. This does not mean that its electrifying power stops, but perhaps the changes it pushes us to make shift from external to internal. The dimension of reflection shifts internally. Also, thanks to the fact that by symbolically slowing down, it gives us time to try to understand ourselves. We will move from action to thoughts. Now, this is what almost all retrograde motions do, at least when they involve slow planets. They move from action to thought. Now, of course, there would be much more to say about this transit, but since it's a slow passage, we will have all the time to unravel the issues in the coming weeks. All you need to know is that it starts now and that you absolutely must not fear the retrograde motion, but on the contrary, take advantage of it. A little practical advice: think about what concern in your lives the concept of security, of possession, even of personal value. And ask yourself what you should let go, what prevents you from growing. The answer you will find are Uranus retrograde. We are still once again in the element of Earth, as Taurus is the first Earth sign of the zodiac. So we are talking about practicality, pragmatism, values and stability, which seem to be a key theme this September. Now, we are discussing two movements that will actually last for quite some time and are not limited to this month. But it is here that they begin, and it is now that we will feel these forces most strongly. Adding to this, is also the new moon in Virgo, which took place on September 3rd and has brought us back to the ritualistic dimension of life, focusing on the daily and private spheres. It urges us to work within this realm, encouraging us to change, improve, and enhance the aspects of our lives that governs our routines. There is also another celestial pattern that strongly echoes the theme of revisiting past, and it occurs on September 7th when the Sun in Virgo opposes Saturn in Pisces. This is a tough opposition, and we might truly feel stuck. It's important to remember that Saturn is the great teacher of the zodiac, and its lesson can be difficult, but it allows us to grow. When it opposes the Sun, it can signify deprivation and sacrifice, compromise. There can also be a sense of helplessness in the face of a lesson that eats all of us hearts and demands growth, even when we don't want it. The key is to stay grounded in our values, honest about what we feel, and anchored in the realm of action. While Saturn in Pisces touches the emotional realm, the Sun in Virgo reminds us that even when we cannot control how we feel, we can still direct ourselves toward the one thing we can control, our action. On this topic, I want to recommend you a book that has helped me the most in my life. It's called A Liberated Mind by Steven Eyes. It's a book on a cognitive therapy called ACT, but in reality, it's a book that can truly help you take control of your life, and I think it might be so helpful under this September skies energies. The last theme I would like to discuss, which concerns the first 2 weeks of September, has to do with emotions. We have already touched on the theme of emotion with Saturn in Pisces, but now we dive in with full force. That's because Mars entered Cancer on September 4, where it will remain until early November. If you want to dive deeper into this transit, you can find all the details on my blog at bornunderSaturn.com. Here I'll try to get the heart of the matter. Mars in Cancer activates the realm of emotion. Here in the quintessential lunar sign, the focus of Mars' dynamic energy shifts to areas related to emotion, intimate connection, family and roots. In Cancer, Mars becomes nocturnal, moving with the silence of internal emotions. When Mars enters Cancer, its fiery, outward direct energy is tempered by the watery, nurturing qualities of this sign. Instead of the straightforward, bold action typical of this planet, Mars in Cancer expresses itself in a more protective, defensive manner. Actions are driven not by sheer will or ambition, but by a deep need to safeguard what is emotionally significant. This placement highlights the importance of emotional security and the instinct to protect loved ones. So this is what I want you to focus on. September begins with a strong call for observation and reflection. The energies of the moment push us to become aware of the mechanisms that govern our lives, focusing on the need to address what remains unresolved. There is a strong emphasis on practicality and pragmatism, urging us to revisit all the issues and complete the changes we have left unfinished. This period also brings a confrontation with our deeper emotion. We might feel blocked or powerless in the face of difficult lessons, but these are essential for our personal growth. We are asked to remain true to our values and to focus on what we can control, our action. Furthermore, emotions play a central role, urging us to connect with our inner world and face emotional challenges with strength. This period is not just about the practical side of life, but also about managing emotion, finding balance between action and feeling. In short, these 2 weeks offer us an opportunity for growth through reflection, self-confrontation, and the pursuit of emotional balance. Keep in mind that there are also other aspects forming, but in this episode, I've decided to focus on what I believe are the predominant energies of these 2 first weeks of September. I invite you to follow me on Instagram to stay updated, and if you enjoyed this episode, consider to leave us a review. Thank you for joining me on Born Under Saturn today. I hope the stars gave you the insight you needed. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for more cosmic guidance. And if you want to connect or have any questions, find me on Instagram or visit burnandesaturn.com. Until next time, keep shining under the stars.